This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at BoydsGunStocks.com. Okay. We'll talk about the class in a little bit. Here's the thing about school shootings. School rampage murders. And I believe this firmly. We should not have had any more since 1999. Since Columbine. That should have been enough. And the question that we should be asking now is, why has it happened again since Columbine? And I'll be generous, and I'll let Columbine be the kickoff point. That's where we should have said, no more, ever again. We're never going to allow this to happen again. Now, understand this. There's, when you look at school rampage killings like Newtown. That's where you had one entryway there as well. You had one controlled entryway. It was locked. And he simply shot his way through it. So the idea that even this would be the end-all, be-all of these things, that this would stop all of them, is false to begin with. Understand that going forward. But if we're going to be out there the way we do some of these other things in other places, I think airports, and yeah, the TSA is a bit of theater, no doubt about it. But then again, a school would be a much easier entity to protect. Now, it's going to take some things, and there's going to be some people that are going to say, I don't like the way that looks, and I don't like the way this looks, and I don't like the way this is, and I don't like the way that is. Well, if you're going to be in a defensive posture, understand this, you're already at a disadvantage in a defensive posture, because if an attack comes, you're going to be reacting to the attack. So right out of the gate, you're trying to catch up to things. So having said that, we need to play upon that model that an airport has, where you have one main entryway, which is controlled, and everybody has to pass through the same thing to get through that entryway. And then once they're through the entryway, they have, you know, they can go out and, you know, in various places around there. I mean, you know, the airport, after you get past security, there's all kinds of stuff there too. Actually, most of the good stuff is after you pass security. So that would be the same way with schools. And if you go back out, then you have to come back through security. Now, that means security would have some moments of a whole lot of work, and then a lot of moments of not hardly any work. And that's the cost of things. There's going to be some times when the security isn't working, when there's no work to be done. And you don't, and that's not something you can sit back and say, well, we can't have them not working. If you're going to have security, they have to be dedicated security. They have to be specialists at the task, which means they hear shooting, they want to go to it. They're going to close with it. They're going to seek it out. They're going to destroy whoever's doing it. That is the nature of security. It's not about anything, it's not about anything cute and cuddly. Security is based upon reacting to a violent threat hyper-violently, really quick, really fast. And, if you're not going to do that, then you don't need to be in that game, Chief Acevedo. So, but we come back to the part where I believe, and I believe this. I believe that that hasn't happened. I believe we haven't taken these steps that we took, 2 years after Columbine. 2 years after Columbine, we had 9/11. Right? 2 years after Columbine. Or was Columbine 97 or 99? I don't know. But it was in the same, I was in my same decade of age. Let's put it that way. With 9/11, we took swift, decisive steps. And yet, we should do this everywhere where we're having these sorts of issues, which school shootings are extremely rare, but we should be doing this in Chicago. We should be applying this same kind of vigorous countermeasures in Chicago. But that's what you have here. You're trying to put out countermeasures to a threat that may occur. And the only way to do that is to put things out there, put hindrances and barriers and all kinds of things that they got to get past in order to gain entrance. Yeah. That stuff. So, does anybody want to do that? No, nobody wants to do that. We're all concerned about the privacy rights of the children. Maybe we should be concerned about being adults and doing what we have to do to keep children safe. And then when the children grow up, if they don't like what's being done, well, hey, they can move on and be adults and just not worry about it anymore. But I'm not listening to kids anymore, and I'm not going to listen to any of these people anymore that tell me they're trying to do everything they can. The fact of the matter is this. It's not about guns. That's item number one. It is not about guns. It's about opportunity. It's about a narcissist legion that we have nurtured in this country due to all things fun and social. It's due to the fact that we allowed a whole bunch of kids, and still to this day allow a whole bunch of young men, to be medicated to their eyeballs. And we have, we've made it permissible in society to where if somebody, I can't tell you how many times somebody tries to cut me off on the road or something, and I never get out of the car and start confronting them over that because I carry a gun. And I'm not going to get into confrontation with somebody over that, but it's perfectly okay for everybody else to do that, I guess, because I see that all the time. Just go watch on YouTube how these people will get out and literally have a fist fight in the middle of a street. Everything's okay now. There are no hindrances, there's no inhibitions, there's no barriers to anything. Everything is okay. So if you ask a little girl out and she says no, well, I guess now's the time for you to go out on your school rampage. Because like it or not, when you're out there saying everything is okay and everything you do is fine and there's no reason to say no and it's all about your self-esteem, when you do damage it, which it will be in the real world, then what are they supposed to think? So, for those of us that are parents or grandparents, this is where we stand up and we say, let me teach you right from wrong. And for those of us that are watching the Second Amendment, this is where we say, you get nothing. You get nothing. We can do some things to help you out, but guess what? When you become 18, come talk to me about your rights. Until then, you're a dependent child. Okay? Okay. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
To you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now, have you been into a modern classroom lately? I haven't. But I do know that the last time I did go into a classroom, they had these really crazy things. They weren't blackboards anymore. They were whiteboards. And these were somehow tied into the computer system to where you could do a PowerPoint presentation on it. And it was a great thing. And it was an expensive thing. And schools buy a lot of these things. I think when, let's see, my son is 27, so he graduated 9 years ago. So 9 years ago they had these things. And I think I was told at the time that each one of those were like $16,000. So let's say there's 50 classrooms. You see where I'm going. We're talking about an $800,000 expenditure. Within a school district, which the school district where I live, the upstate of South Carolina, has 105 or had 105 schools in it the last time I looked. So that's a whole lot of money for a glorified chalkboard, which I know that these teachers don't like using chalkboards nowadays. But let me ask a question. If you had a choice between being killed in a rampage murder of the type that everybody seems to think happens every 5 minutes here, or having that whiteboard. Well, if you have the whiteboard, there's a chance you see what I'm saying. The schools seem to spend a lot of money on a lot of things that they didn't used to have. I'm not saying they shouldn't have them. I am saying that this idea that, you know, if you don't want to arm schools, if you don't want to let the teachers, the volunteers, if you don't want to have two of them on each hallway, and if you don't want to go that route, which, you know, in my state they don't seem to want to, and if you don't want to have a school resource officer on every hallway, which in my state they don't seem to want to do that either, and if everybody thinks that there should be nothing in the schools, none of this stuff in the schools. Then I have a suggestion for you, which is so much more extreme. And at the same time, the best way for it to pay for itself would be for them to never do a day's work. You know, there's about 370,000 out-of-work veterans today. Between the ages of, 28, 29, and my age. 54, 55, 56, 57. Why don't we, and we could just do it in one state. We could do it in South Carolina, where the screams would be the loudest. Why don't we let these guys tool up and pay them to hang out at the school? Not hang out together. We don't want them together. We want them dispersed. Give them their own little area. Give them a place where they can sit, an office and everything else. Let them go train a couple of times a week so they stay sharp. Let them train in the art of combat. Because that's what that's going to be initially. If they have a rampage shooter who is active in a school, let's not call him an active shooter, a rampage killer is what he is, and he is active in the school, then they're going to have to close with, seek him out, and stop him. And that calls for combat maneuvers. Now, with the police officers nowadays, I mean, the new rule is if they show up, they got to go in whether they're alone or have a platoon with them. But just ask yourself this. Since most of these murdering scum, little scumbags seem to be very opportunistic, would they be opportunistic where they had a really good chance of not ever getting in there to do what they wanted to do in the first place? And we would have to set the protocol out there for them. Everybody that was on their list, and listen, there would have to be lists. Yes, there would. If your student, if your little darling is a violent child, he makes the list. Because this is what is necessary in order to stop these guys. You got to know who they are. So that way, if they come walking up versus, say, if some kid comes walking up saying, I don't know where math is. Those guys have got to know. They've got to have the intel. Put them in an environment that they understand with a mission that they understand. Now, I'll tell you this. Those kids would be safe. But I'll also tell you this. What would happen around here was that they would say, we have militarized the schools. And they would act like that's really a bad thing. And, that you know, I hear this all the time. You can't militarize the schools. You can't militarize the churches. You can't do this. You can't do that. And then when you have one of these murderous thugs, you know, go crazy outside, inside, whatever it is, and they kill dozens of people, everybody's like, well, we should do something about the guns. It's not the guns making that happen. Is it, do they have a, you know, if they drive a vehicle through the church, is that okay? If they blow the church up, is that okay? If they burn the church down, is that okay? Which is the acceptable form of murder? Tell me which one that is. If you want to deter this kind of violence, this kind of murderous violence, you have to show them what they face. In a very public way. You know, do news stories of them training to rappel in a school. Let them, you know, let's build a center here in the middle of the state of South Carolina where they can go and train in the middle of a mock-up school and go live and televise all of that. And let these people see what they will be facing if they decide to make that choice. And if we're not willing to do that, folks, then we're not, you know, we're not serious about keeping anything safe. We're not, it's going to take a couple of things. We're going to have to take control, right, of these facilities because apparently they're out of control. Apparently anybody can come and go as they please. That's got to stop. And then we're going to have to make it a hard target. And that's, you know, that's going to be a hard choice for a whole lot of people. A lot of people are not going to want to do that. They're not going to want to go to that depth. They'll be like, my poor children, I can't stand that they have to see this. These kids will get used to it really quick, really quick. They're used to police officers. And I don't know if you've looked at what a police officer has to run around with nowadays, but he's carrying a fair amount of equipment on his belt. Just a little food for thought. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Boyd's Gun Stocks is where they perfected this whole idea of, you know, ergonomics. That's where it comes from. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. So, let's talk about a reaction to the gun control debate, shall we? I am absolutely, beyond the shadow of a doubt, convinced that their war on the Second Amendment has nothing at all to do with public safety. Even if some of them individually believe that, and even though the argument is renewed frequently, especially but not exclusively, if a gun is used in a crime. The leaders of the gun control movement know that if fundamental transformation becomes complete and their brand of communism is finally installed in America, allowing their totalitarian impulse to be released, it will require the installation of the usual leftist police state to maintain their power and control, complete with re-education camps and all the rest, and there will inevitably be revolts against the new regime. Because, after all, this is the land of the free and the home of the brave, and many people are proud of that. Suppression of what is considered a birthright, thinking for oneself, will be resented, and thus the war on guns is nothing more or less than an aspiring progressive oppressor's preemptive attempt to get guns out of your hands, those of you who are most likely to revolt, those who prefer freedom to daddy or to asking permission, daddy, may I? And I'll give you an example. Did you notice that in the recent debate about gun control, prompted by yet another school shooting, what was a gun-free zone? Even the children at the center of it have championed the idea that the legal age to purchase guns should be raised to 21 on the grounds that people younger than that are not mature enough to be trusted with a gun ownership. These people have also argued that if immature 18-year-olds can't be trusted with guns, they should not be also not be trusted to vote. But on the contrary, for the sake of consistency, not exactly a mainstay of leftist politics, this whole idea about this new push to extend voting rights to 16-year-olds, that's way out there, too. Without a doubt. So, now, along with that, we have the calls to do something. And to that end, I say, do what? What new law would have prevented any of this? What would have stopped this? All of these horrible incidents lead us to the same point. People want to do something, but they can't tell you what that something, you know, they can't tell you how that would have worked in Parkland. They can't tell you how that would have worked in Sutherland, Texas, or Santa Fe. They can't tell you how that would have stopped Las Vegas. Because we should hate all of these shootings, all of these rampage killings. We should look at them as the aberrations that they are. These are against humanity. Now, you know, thankfully, you know, my kids existed in gun-free zones for a long time. And if an incident ever had happened here, I would have given up everything I've got and own and ever going to be to go after them for not doing something to stop it. And what would something be? Well, like I've been describing. If you want to be in charge and if you want to be in control, take control. Don't get out there and tell me I'm in control and you don't get to decide this. You're going to have to actually take control. I would be all for that. If you turn these places into controlled points of entry. I'm not looking for political statements out of these people. I'm not even considering these anymore. You know, a gun-free zone is anything but. A gun-free zone is wishful thinking. Getting out here and not having control of... And look, you know, this is the whole basis... Let's go back in time, shall we? The whole basis behind the whole idea of a Shaolin monk back in the days of Asia, the early Asian, was because an Indian monk named Bodhidharma came upon these Shaolin priests who, on a regular basis, the bandits would break in on the Shaolin priests and just tear them up. And then they would tear up the entire region because there was no one there to keep the peace. And the impression was made upon the Shaolin monks of what was then China, ancient China, that to keep the peace, you have to be strong. You have to be able to set the peace, and then you have to be able to keep the peace. Keeping the peace means you enforce the peace. But in order to do that, you have to be in a position to, you know, repel. You have to be in a position to give them an alternative to just having their way. And that's how that whole idea of self-defense came along, the whole martial art thing. You know? Nothing. Nothing beyond, say, you know, the need to actually do it. Now, getting out there and saying that, you know, we want a law. There are no laws that will stop this. There is no way to ban everything. There is no way to make everything go away. You cannot snap your fingers and every gun in the United States or knife or fertilizer or car or, you know, there's literally anything out there today can be used in a weapon-like manner. And there's no way to snap your fingers and take all of that away, because this is not about the tool. It's about the intent. The only thing you can, you know, trying to regulate the tool just means they go to another tool. The intent is still there. So here's the first thing we have to recognize. The intent is there. It is not there in everybody, but it is there. We know it's there because we see these guys act out upon their little ideas, their little fantasies. So, okay, the intent is there. Now we need to act like we know it. The danger is there. Okay, fine. The danger is there, so let's try to mitigate what might actually happen. How do you mitigate what might actually happen? Well, you have to get things in place to enforce the peace. Now, in a few instances, like in Grand Mills, Maryland, we've seen where they had the stuff in place to enforce the peace. And the shooting started, and then it stopped because the guy was there to stop the shooting. But the other thing we need to admit is gun-free zones don't exist. There are no such things as safe spaces. There may be spaces where nothing is happening, but that is not a safe space. That's a temporary thing. A safe space is temporary, and it's liable to change without notification. And that's what you got to keep in mind. That's what you've got to bear in mind 100% of the time. So the intent is there. There is intent everywhere in the United States to harm people, except that. Gun-free zones aren't. They're anything but that, except that. And we got to do something in response to the threat, except that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. Today you can get your very own free copy of Ted Benna's new book. Shipping and handling charges apply.
Get your copy of Ted Benna's book when you text Benna to 79000. Text BENNA to 79000. Text Benna to 79000 now.
Take control of your water with the new ProPure Whole House Filtration System. The ProPure Home removes chlorine and up to 220 plus additional contaminants with Pro Max Full Spectrum Filter Technology for truly great tasting, clean, and refreshing water. Order a ProPure Home today and receive a free pre-sediment filter, a $79.95 value. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com for details. Rethink what's in your water.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
To you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit. Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
They have taken the whole premise behind making something ergonomically perfect, which is really sort of an art. They've turned it into a science, because when you order one, what you're going to get is going to be ergonomically exactly what you need. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now then, the Democrats, of course, are calling for Congress to do something to end violence again. Representative Donald McEachin, Virginia self-described progressive Democrat, strongly condemned the Republicans, tweeting that children's blood is on their hands, which is just downright wrong, sir. He said, when will this Republican-controlled government allow us to act to protect our kids? Children's blood is on their hands. Well, sir, I submit very, very honestly to you that you're not interested in protecting children. You yourself may be, your party is not, because it's too good for business. It's too good for elections. This is the good stuff. And this is what you guys work for. You're working for that power, that decision, that desire to be in charge, to be in strength. And this is one of the things you think is a way to use it. So, you know, okay. Okay, buddies. Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy published a tweet that said, let's call it like it is. The horrifying inaction of Congress, slaughter after slaughter, has become a green light to would-be shooters who pervert silence into endorsement. Then, of course, comes the mention of the NRA, which the NRA, if you want to know what the NRA is, it is an executive, you know, it's a big group of guys sitting at the top of a pole and listening and having to answer to about 5.5-6 million people. That's what the NRA is. There are those, and I am one of them, that sit back and look at the NRA and say, you know, NRA, you guys are snatching defeat from the jaws of victory. It's one of my favorite sayings to say. And yet, they do it anyway. They do it all the time. So, you know, while we're sitting there talking about the NRA, just remember this. The NRA is nothing if not a big group of people. But we get this, like, we get things like this from Lloyd Doggett from Texas, where he refers to the Congress as NRA-controlled. There will never be enough horrifying shootings to force this NRA-controlled Congress to enact reasonable gun safety measures. The only way to ensure greater protection for our children is to replace this Congress with those committed to act. You guys had everything. You had everything. In 2009. You had everything in 2010 up to a point. So why don't we have gun control right now when you had everything out there and you didn't care about consensus and bipartisanship? You thought you were elected with a mandate. You thought that this was, you know, this is what the nation wanted for years and years and years and decades and decades. So, why don't we have it now? Because you had a chance to do it. Now, don't kid yourself. I know that if you get another chance, you won't squander that one again. I know that. But then again, I mean, I also know that you guys look at this as an election issue. What do you think you or the GOP Congress, the GOP-led Congress, could do that would actually have any impact on any of this stuff today? I'm waiting for that answer. Banning anything is going to do basically nothing. Because the people that you think are going to go down the street and start kicking in doors aren't. Some of their bosses are going to declare that you have violated the Constitution and we have to take up arms now. That's what's going to happen. So, let's get back to what you're calling for. Maryland Representative John Delaney tweeted, "So devastating to see more young people killed at school. We have to act. We just can't watch this keep happening. Sentiments aren't enough. There are bipartisan gun safety bills that would pass Congress easily if GOP leadership would just stand up to the NRA and let us vote." You know, if you want to get this kind of thing out of politics where you listen to lobbyists and, you know, groups of voters and blocks of voters that don't want you to do certain things, that's easy, but let's take it all the way. Let's stop funding Planned Parenthood. Stop taking money from everything. You can only take money. You can only take money from from voters in your district. You can't take any out-of-state money, any out-of-district money. Can't do any of that stuff. I'm all for it. Let's go for that. I'm ready to go. But see, that's the problem. That's the problem with everything they do and everything they want to presume they're going to do. They're going to get out there and they're going to say, "We want this to stop. That's fine. Let's stop it all." No, we only want this to stop. Not all of it, because some of this is ours and we want to keep it. Same thing with rights. They'll get out there and say, "Well, we got to, you know, the Second Amendment is a dinosaur." Well, what about that Fourth Amendment? And that Fifth? I mean, you know, in the time of biometrics and face recognition and everything else, why do we have the Fourth? Let's scrap them all. And just understand that whole First Amendment thing, when that goes, you don't understand the ramifications of the whole First Amendment thing when that goes. So, that's the part where they would run into problems with it. Because when you point out to them what they're about to lose, it's a little like the kids at Parkland when they said, "Hey, you know what? You got to wear these see-through backpacks." "Well, wait a minute. That's taking away my rights to privacy." Yeah, sure is. It sure is. Just like you're saying that, you know, I who have committed no crime have no rights to some of these things that have been out here for centuries. I can't have them. Is that what you're saying? I think that's what you're saying. So, and that just doesn't work that way. You can't get out there and say, let's give up rights, and then, but only these. only these rights for these people. Let's take those away. But not these. We like these, but we want to take those away. If you take any of them away, that just sets the pace and sets the stage for them all to go away. Idiots. Don't fret, though. I mean, there's plenty of people like me out here who look at this and see you for your stupidity when you get out there and start saying, well, let's do this, let's do that. No. Let's not do that. Instead, let's do something different. Instead, let's go after the problem and not the people that aren't the problem. That's the problem with gun control. Gun control always attacks everything but the problem. Gun control does nothing to solve the issue. Gun control and climate change have a whole lot in common, to me. The template, anyway, the whole basis behind it. Well, we got to do something. Okay, what are you going to do? What do you want to do? What are you going to do that's actually going to change something? That's when they can't answer that question. They don't know what's going to actually change something. But that's all right. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.